The Ivory Queen of Soul, Tina Marie, dies at the age of 54. DMX was moved to the mental health unit in prison. Foxy Brown never released her Lil Kim diss record. And rapper Wiz Khalifa is being accused of giving a girl AIDS. Next on the Stylistic Report. Merry belated Christmas, everybody. It's Miss Stylistic, and I was on vacay, but I'm back to bring you all the scoop here on In Tune with T-Mill with the Stylistic Report for Tuesday, December 28th. I know y'all missed me, so you better be ready to get into it, because I know I am. Now, I'm sure you all have heard by now that the Ivory Queen of Soul, Tina Marie, passed away in her sleep on Sunday, just one day after Christmas and her 18-year-old daughter's birthday. So far, no drugs have been found in Tina's home, and authorities are ruling that she died from natural causes. A toxicology report will be in later this week, and Be Stylistic sends their prayers and condolences to the friends and family of Tina Marie. That's another one gone too soon. Finally, DMX is being evaluated for being a crazy motherfucker. December 20th, DMX was moved to the mental health unit of witches within the Arizona State Prison Complex because it's finally dawned on these idiots that DMX may have a few mental disorders, and which one may definitely be that his ass is bipolar. How long did that take? Okay, on the last Stylistic Report, I had everyone hyped up about Foxy Brown getting ready to release a diss record towards Lil Kim called Christmas Massacre. Well, Foxy was supposed to debut the song for bloggers, DJs, and journalists at a club in Brooklyn on Christmas Eve, and this heifer didn't show up and left all these people hanging with no explanation. So yesterday, Foxy took to her Twitter to make up some reason as to why she didn't deliver the goods. You can read Foxy's sob story over on BeStylistic.com. The good news is, her team hit me up on Twitter to let me know that it's still on for the release of the Lil Kim disc, and she has changed the name, which thank God she did, because I want to come for her if she didn't. Hopefully, I'll have more deets for you about that on Thursday. But until then, Foxy, girl, sit down somewhere until you got something for us to listen to. Okay, we don't have time for these games. Boy, today, BeStylistic.com has been under scrutiny for this letter that I posted from an angry chick who claims to have had sex with rapper Wiz Khalifa. Okay, so this girl from Pittsburgh posted a letter on a popular site called DontDateHimGirl.com about 2 years ago, and she explained in full detail how she went on a date with Wiz Khalifa to Applebee's, smoked a blunt with him, and had raw sex with him. The letter went on to say that about 2 months after their encounter, she came up with flu-like symptoms and went to the doctor, and they told her she was HIV positive, and she is definite that it was Wiz Khalifa that gave it to her. This story has caused a ruckus, and I really hope it's not true, because I wanted to marry Wiz Khalifa last week, but if that is true, I don't want him no more. He cool though. He cool from a distance, but I don't need him as my man or nothing like that. None of us know the validity of this story, but we are waiting on Wiz Khalifa to address it. And I gave him some tips on how he can do that on Be Stylistic. So be sure you log on, read that letter, and see what I had to say about it. Wiz, we still love you. We still love your music, but don't be infecting girls if you got that package, baby. Okay? Okay, that's enough for now, but you know what to do. Log on to BeStylistic.com every day to get your daily dose of celebrity news, fashion, music, sex and relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic, okay? And goodbye. See you on Thursday.